My name is Jamie Hill. I'm the Design and Communications Manager at Embark Sustainability. I think my favorite thing about Embark is that you do not have to be the climate know-it-all. You don't have to know everything about the issues that are going on. You really just need the passion to get started. So depending on what you're interested in, you might have a unique skill or interest that you don't think is applicable to climate at all, and it turns out you are the people that we need to be part of the community. So I'd really encourage anybody who has even an inkling of interest in climate or food justice to get on board. Embark Sustainability Society is an independent, student-centered nonprofit working across SFU campuses. Embark focuses on climate and food justice in their programs and initiatives. Some of their ongoing work includes their food rescue program, learning gardens, and sustainability career nights. Discover your role in building a sustainable future based on your unique skills and interests. Learn more at embarksustainability.org and follow along on Instagram at embarksustain.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia.
Hallelujah! 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 Hallelujah!
Well, good morning. This is Reverend Billy at Earth Riot Radio. And you know, this morning, I feel like I want to preach like Bob Marley, One Love. It seems to me that there's an opportunity to coming out of this ICE violence, soldiers breaking into our homes, cheered on by white supremacists. There's an opportunity to have one love. Let me go into this a little bit. If we want one love, it helps if we can see one lie, one evil. And ICE is like all the evils wrapped into one package. And we can emerge with a more forceful, compassionate kind of activism from our unity. All of our struggles against racism, for women, for the poor, the equality of all, and for what we concentrate on here, the Earth Riot, for the fight for the life of all life on this earth. These are separate fights. We'll have separate strategies and separate priorities, but we can be better at unifying with each other too. And we will be more forceful, stronger because of that. The evil against one innocent bystander is violence against us all. And we can emerge from ICE with all of our social movements united in a way that we haven't in the past. I look forward to, as painful as this present moment is in Minneapolis and in all of our souls, we all feel what's happening, no matter where we are. One love. Here we go. Let's work on it. Earth-a-luya.
Earth-a-luya.
Lord, and and I will feel all right. Saying, let's get together and feel all right. I'm playing to mankind. One Lord. Give thanks and praise to the Lord, and I will feel.
I believe in making more than money, and we all know what it is. Beyond big debt, there's a super value, a Walmart crushed by a great green storm, a new town rising from the logos to be born. I believe beyond the US of A, we know what it is. The Prez is embedded like a method actor. Is he on the set? Has the star got his gun? It's a buddy film with God. You better run. I believe in praying beyond crusades. And we all know what it is. Eternal life. It's not flying all night. No B-2 bomber. No high-tech attack. A child on the ground is praying that God back.
When did we start to believe beyond you?
When did the product, die on the shelf? I think you lost us. What did you say?
There is nothing to love.
There's nothing to love but fear itself. We have nothing to love.
You said life on earth.
Life is a network of terror. The shopping keeps the demons in the zoo. It's not that we're young or black or labor.
Until you change.
We're the devil to you.
Until you change.
We're the devil to you. Until you change.
Yeah!
There's something the information age cannot say. The crisis of the Earth is usually reported to us as numbers. A hurricane is a category number, a dramatic wind speed, a cost in the number of dead, and a number of billions of dollars. This is classic for the dot-com era, where public talk is abbreviated, snarky, and wet cats doing chin-ups can go viral like the Ninth Symphony used to. The culture-wide inability to shout emergency. The silencing of our planet criers. We're on schedule to take much of the animal and plant world with us into premature death. Given the scale of the crisis, why isn't every kind of public voice engaged in telling this story? Where is the art of the comedians? Where are the singer-songwriters? The people with wizardry with words that is more compelling than the corporate talk. Where are the self-censorship in the information age is a riddle that we must solve. Corporate media steers us toward bogeymen, black males thieving from the local 7-Eleven, jihadists and hackers, the immigrant hordes at our borders, the Greeks and Argentinians who don't respect Wall Street. Meanwhile, climate change kills the poor every day. The Earth's crisis is difficult for the individual to distinguished from corporate marketing, from the exhaustion, from too much work, from too much addiction, and too much convenience, which blocks the sensitivity to the living things. Number of billions of dollars. The culture-wide inability to shout emergency.
From the natural world, I'm Savitri D. The slow loris is a genus made up of several species, all of which are typically found hanging around the trees of Southeast Asia at night. The slow loris is the only known primate that is venomous, and one of just a few venomous mammals, alongside the platypus, certain shrews, the European mole, and a handful of others. Before it launches an attack, the slow loris must lick its armpit to obtain an oily substance from its brachial arm gland. Once this chemical is combined with saliva, it forms a potent venom and fills the grooves on their canines. The slow loris will then administer the venom with a bite strong enough to penetrate bone. Slow lorises don't just use their venom on predators and prey. They also use it on each other. The competitive use of venom within their own species is exceptionally rare among all animals, most of which use venom to attack or defend against other species. Some people get drunk without drinking because their gut bacteria produce alcohol from food. Researchers have now identified the microbes and biological pathways behind this rare condition known as auto-brewery syndrome. Tests showed patients' gut samples produced far more alcohol than those of healthy people. Auto-brewery syndrome develops when certain microbes in the gut break down carbohydrates and convert them into ethanol, which then enters the bloodstream. While normal digestion can create trace amounts of alcohol in anyone, people with ABS can produce levels high enough to cause notable intoxication. Although the condition is extremely rare, experts believe it is often missed because of limited awareness, difficulties with diagnosis, and social stigma. When whales die from natural causes or human-related threats at sea, such as ship strikes or fishing net entanglements, their bodies sink to the seafloor. These events are known as whale falls, and they provide a sudden surge of food that supports rich biodiversity for many generations and as long as 100 years. Whale falls are almost like islands at the bottom of the sea, and they create a stepping stone habitat for many species. The zombie worm, formerly known as the bone devourer, or Ozodax, is considered an eco-engineer. It breaks down whale bones and kickstarts the ecological succession process. Ozodax worms are unusual creatures. They lack a mouth, anus, and digestive tract. They survive by drilling root-like structures into bone. Inside those roots live microbes that extract nutrients, which then nourish the worms. Researchers lowered whale bones into the deep ocean, expecting zombie worms to quickly move in. Instead, after 10 years, none had appeared, an unsettling result tied to low oxygen waters in the region. Their absence hints that climate-driven oxygen loss could unravel entire whale fall ecosystems. New findings published in Communications Psychology suggest that knowing a video was created with AI does not always make it less persuasive for viewers. Researchers examined whether transparency warnings reduce the influence of deepfake videos and whether they eliminate that influence entirely, as policy discussions often implicitly assume. Researchers found that most participants were still influenced by the content of a video, even if they were warned that it was fake and generated with AI. Interestingly, many participants acknowledged that a video was fake, but still formed judgments of the people in the videos. Researchers did find that the more specific and detailed the warnings, the less the video influenced people. And blanket warnings, like AI generated, did not impact most people's impressions or judgments of a person or event in the fake video. Many organisms use showy colors for attracting mates. Because color is a property of light determined by its wavelength, it is easy for humans to see colors used in animal courting rituals. Less obvious to humans is the polarization of light, a property of light related to the direction the wave is oriented. Humans cannot perceive polarization, which may be why we weren't aware until now of the interesting way cuttlefish use polarized light to attract mates. Cephalopods like cuttlefish have the ability to perceive the polarization of light. If some light waves are oriented vertically and others are oriented horizontally, cuttlefish differentiate these in a similar way that humans might differentiate blue and red light. Cuttlefish don't have the ability to perceive color. Instead, they and other cephalopods can use their polarized vision to aid in functions such as navigation, target detection, or visual noise reduction. Male cuttlefish display a unique courtship signal using vertical and horizontal polarized light on their specialized arms, reminiscent of chromatic patterns in sexual ornamentation in other animals. New research shows that the mere smell of large predators like lynx and wolves is enough to change deer behavior and limit browsing damage to tree saplings. The findings offer a potential tool for forest recovery and highlight the important role large predators play. Deer visited predator-scented plots less and spent less time foraging when the scents were present. Overbrowsing from deer is a major threat to forest regeneration, damaging biodiversity. The deer in the study visited predator-scented plots far less and spent less time foraging when the scents were present. Overbrowsing from deer is a major threat to forest regeneration and biodiversity. Ships now operate at sea, trailing nets behind them as long as a kilometer. Super trawlers are massive industrial fishing ships, sometimes themselves as long as 330 feet. And the fishing net of a super trawler can be 10 times the length of the ship itself. A kilometer long, roughly the equivalent of 14 jumbo jets or three Eiffel Towers lying down. In the case of bottom trawlers, this method of fishing entails dragging a chain or metal beam along the seafloor. It forces anything it disturbs into the net behind and destroys coral communities that can take decades to recover, adversely affecting biodiversity. The scars left behind by these trawlers are so big, they're visible from space. And now, the sounds of extinction, the many birds of Ukraine. Although birds can theoretically fly away from the dangerous conditions of war, birds often remain in areas affected by intense military activity and consequently become victims of war themselves. They suffer both direct and indirect impacts of war. Bird populations are especially threatened in Donbas. Populations of four bird species have been entirely lost: the palace gull, the Dalmatian pelican, the Eurasian oyster catcher, and the sandwich tern, whose colony accounted for more than 60,000 pairs. Bird conservation measures are nearly impossible during active war conflicts. Still, Ukrainian soldiers and other citizens have been raising orphaned nestlings, extracting birds from tangled wires, and caring for injured eagles and owls while trying to deliver them to still operating veterinary clinics. And hear the sound of the birds of Ukraine.
And Reverend Billy back again to say thank you. And that's all we have time for today in our Earth riot. But may the riot continue on behalf of this larger being that lives with us and in whose life we live. We are in our living body, living inside this larger living body. That's what Joanna Macy taught us, and really all the Earth Culture people. And now I want to thank Bob Marley. I want to thank the Stop Shopping Choir. I want to thank Savitri D for her reporting on the Earth, and all the ravens and Ojibwe drummers. You know, I think that there's all kinds of Jason Candler, our editor, built such a symphony there that I know that I kind of have to just face the forest and thank all the infinity of living beings. Earthaluyah. And now, I'd like to just, for a moment, take in again this moment that we're all sharing, risking arrest, going out into public space with this level of anger and anguish, this level of, I'm going to deliver justice right now. I'm going to protect my community right now. So we have this heightened responsibility. But as time goes on, we will have less direct an object of anger at our disposal. I think this might go on for months. I have no idea. But if Black Lives Matter and Standing Rock and Occupy Wall Street and other social movements, the justice movements of this kind, if they are any kind of pattern, we will have the interesting responsibility of maintaining this level of vigilance, but not necessarily having such a convenient object, I mean, almost comically full of hate, an idea of the United States that is so criminal. They criminalized our country. When I think of some of my older relatives who fought Nazism, and I don't know what they would think that the United States and its quote-unquote greatness are represented in this particular way right now. So we in our communities, we need to connect with our idea of the United States, which includes Harriet Tubman and includes Cesar Chavez and Berta Caceres, and includes Malcolm and Dr. King and James Farmer and Fannie Lou Hamer, and I'm just flooded with the goodness, and I'm just feeling the bravery of so many people that give us our idea of a great America. I know that we will work together to sustain our ideal, to motivate us as we re-enter public space again and again and again. Somebody give me an earth.